Beginning current daf Masechet Zivam is daf Lamed. Beginning on Beis. Beginning Tezmat. Beginning the Gemara Kasa B'Ksav Yadi. If you wrote with his handwriting, this is one of the three Gittin that is considered as a Suffolk Get, which is with his Ksav Yad without any witnesses. Now Mefarsh Rabbi B'Rav Meir, the Rivam, he explains. I feel like in Kana L'Chasim Yadi, this is even if he didn't write the whole Get, just even if it just has his handwriting. And the Hadith not so to when we learn Mishnah Baba Bas, so that Kofai and Hemed Beis Hoysel of Ksav Yod Bechulu, and the Chasim Yod means the Hechiz and writing, Pchim Mokim Pekshin, Ksub Zav Chaval, Zman Avdom Abayim Bayi says, but look for Inish Chasim Yod, person should not show his handwriting, his sign, his signature, La Chaspa, either on a shard or Ishma Megillah, or in the beginning of the Megillah, because Dibma Meshakeh, Chinesh Lamal, and maybe someone unworthy is going to find it. And the Tnanim, and the Mishnah, Hoyt Ksav Yod Bechulu, you see the Allah of Ksav Yod, is this Allah of Chasim Yod. Now, Amar Yisro explains. He says, the Chazuk Saviyah, the Vainilav Eidim Pasal, this that we say that it's invalid. If he writes with his own handwriting, but there's no witnesses, why is it invalid? Like a Chilo. Shemizman, because of the date, meaning the Yachal Hakim Zman came Moshe Yurtu, because he could make it whenever he wants to, because there's no witnesses signing it. Now, but then says, Toysim Tim, you're going to say, Me'acha Shadad Lagasha. So, but once his intention is, you tell me that's Allah, why requires man? Because of Peiris. But if his intention is to divorce her, why are we concerned for like some type of a scheme? But they hate each other. Why are we concerned that maybe they're going to try to con out for the payers? And moreover, if he is suspected regarding predating the document, to make a scheme al kuchas regarding whoever bought the payers and mochem mizman that was sold from the time that was written until now, where really was not his rights, and therefore she can go collect it. If that's the case, we shouldn't rely on the date that is written by my apostle. So therefore, why is the apostle, meaning, why, in other words, we shouldn't collect at all payers from Akuchas, so and then why would it be apostle? So it says, what you can say is, no, the Avabi, Shabbala Garsha, although that he's coming to divorce her, we are, to answer that first question, are concerned for a scheme, regarding the receipt of the Ksuba, that's even where he divorced already when concerned for a Kanunya, and regarding the second question, we don't rely on the date that's written in it, and even so it is possible. Why? Because sometimes the woman could lose inappropriately, where if let's say if he did not predate it, and we are suspecting him that Shabiyim and the Sina Kasav, then the day that he gave the get is when he wrote it. And Hikmazman, and he has the date earlier. And he's making her lose the parish of Mashas Man Adin Sina from the time of that date until when it's given. That's what the word concern would be. Now, Avakash and the Salna, when we said it's invalid, she's not going to lose an appropriate because the bedin is like because actually the halacha is that she should not be able to collect the pays from the kuchas through the get possible because the hada ain labal pays mishas ksiba chazima. This that the husband does not have pays from the time of the writing and the signing of the get. And dafka we get kosher. That's specific by kosher get. So it has explained that the reason why it's possible because the ain labal is because there's no edim, and so we don't have any definition regarding the date. And when there's no date by get, we're concerned for kanunya. Now on the other hand, they didn't want to institute that it should be kosher, but just don't collect payers, because if that's the case, something the woman might lose inappropriately if the date is correct. So therefore, that's why they didn't want to say that, okay, you cannot collect from the payers. The next is Masta, begin with Gemara, Yesh Beis Mam, Eim Bele, Erecha B'chulu. Another one of the cases was, if there's a date, but there's only one witness, etc. Now, Hanach Gimel Gittin Besulin, these three gittin that we're saying are invalid, but then this, if she gets married, Balad Kasha, the child's Kasha, which are the Safi Gerish, and get on the Perik Basa gittin, like we learned, last Perik gittin of Pevav Menal. Now, Amandaman Farish Hasim, according to one who explains it, the Ksab Yadai, when we're saying he wrote it with his handwriting, it's not just his handwriting, it's also the Erech Jadin, also there's one witness with that. So then we have to explain two things. It's a ratio, we have to say the ratio of Ksab Yadai, the Enol of Adam, when we say that he had it with handwriting, and there's no witnesses that's going to be possible. What I mean, even if there is Erech, it's going to be possible, but when there's no witness at all, so that's Lashmi, that comes to tell us, even so, but the Eved that have Lag Kasher, the child's going to be Kasher. So the Chiddush is that way. The Sefer, we're going to the Sefer, the Eimer El-Echad, that if there's only one witness, so of course the Lag is going to be Kasher. So that's, it's Lashmi, it's coming to tell us, even so, even if you have one witness, but initially, she should not get married with that get. Then it's even to me to say, according to the one that says, that when we're saying regarding the that if it's with the handwriting of the scribe with one witness, That's going to be kosher b'diavad through the Eidei Echad because the Sefer is like a second witness. So the question is, why is it kosher? Nechash, you should be concerned. Maybe the scribe wrote only to just teach. He threw into the garbage. And the woman got one witness to sign. So how could you rely on the Ksav Sefer? So it says, Sefer M'chashim, because the scribes are concerned that it will come to stumble back. And they're careful about this. Now, in the Kamakim, still, still, although it does help along with the Eidechad, it's not considered like as if the Sefer and the one Eidechad, Kishnayim Eidem, Magash, but like Etchilo, because ultimately he's not signing like a regular witness. Oh, well, this woman, she's already had a Cheskes Hetel L'Shuk, and therefore, Mesavik, we're not going to make her Aser. That makes sense that we were running this case that that he had thrown a get when one of them was an Arab, but we're not sure. To that one that was an Arab, we're not sure. Sabakarbla, but she had a het to lishuk. We're not going to remove her for that. The question is that makes sense where the brother had married the Tzara first, and then he was coming here to be Megarish to Arab. Well, then you could say, Shukra, happy Tzara Zer, but she was already Tzara Zer. But now the Chazaka is on that side. But regarding a case where he divorced her, meaning, and we're not sure if he divorced her, and then he got married to the Tzaron, maybe that Erba was already divorced before they ever got married. But moreover, it's actually specifically only talking about that when she was first divorced and then married the Tzara. Because he actually holds to be married to Tzara first, then it would be forbidden forever because Tzara is Erva, because he holds that it's somewhat Nesanur Shem Mapilim. So it actually would be Tzara is Erva. So Bisham says what he says, the Mekamakami Bechaskes Het Lashog. No, still she's Bechaskes Het Lashog. Why? The Mekmina Erva Bechaskes Het Lashog. Ultimately, even though it's possible, maybe they would never married at the same time, but that's what the Chazak is, that she wasn't divorced, and therefore she is a Tzara is Erva. Here we're saying, okay, the woman remains with the permissibility to marry whoever she wants to. Even though at the time when the subject is happening, the doubt is developing, at that point, the choice of this it's when she has a cheskes sister, because it's too much about the chai. The heter l'shuk is when she's with that woman. That's when the development, that's sure subject gerushin or not. The husband's still alive at that time. And she's actually forbidden at that time, because of her husband. And as Tosi explains, in Perikam, the first Perikam, the Testament Alpha, I mean, we say, an animal is alive, because it's a madness, it has a chazak of that being forbidden, because an unslaughtered animal is forbidden, and it's alive. Actually, you know definitively what it was slaughtered with to remove it from the chazak of Esam. Now, Nishkhata, let's say it was slaughtered. Then Mechazkes Heter Medes, then it remains with the Chazaka being permitted. Ashibad Lacha, until you know for sure, but with what did it become a trefa? Now, says Tosfos Mashma, it sounds like Dafka in Reyes, it's only specifically regarding a flaw, this Yolad Achashchita, that develops after the slaughtering, then have you Mechazkes Heter, then you have the Chazaka of Heter of the Shchita. Going Bo Zeib, let's say when a wolf comes, but not to blame Ayim, takes the intestines, Vechzirim Chenikum, and comes back, and brings it back with holes. That the Lechashin Hashemim Mokum Nekum 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 Nekum, maybe the wolf made holes where the holes already were there. We say, no, the wolf made the holes. Let's say the subject developed when the animal was still alive, because the subject drew his loose, we're not sure if it was pound, then lie. Mishum the Bishosh should know the subject, because when the subject was developed, he said, it was ready with the Cheskes Sisters. So why don't you say the thing over here, that you're trying to say Cheskes Het Lashog, but that's the time when the husband's still alive, which is the Cheskes Sisters. Remember, the Rishon says, no, the Hasam Cheshin and Sabak Drusa there, the reason why we're concerned with the Sabak of the animal having been pounced is not because no Cheskes Heter. The reason is Mishum Deshchicha, that's just because it's common, the Mucha Milsa, and it's obviously Sukha Tvei Malatera, more to say it's prohibited than where it's permitted. But what you don't have, so you would say you have a Cheskes Heter, even if it's for the future, even now, when the husband's still alive. And the Chenehi, so too, regarding that, of the Yashav L'Kites, Beveshet, if it has a thorn in its esophagus, that the Chashinu Shem Hibri were concerned, oh, maybe it did have a hole, maybe just healed. As continued to be from now. Laman the Chashinu Shem Hibri, according to the one that we're concerned, for Shem Hibri, the Dambe Shel Tzarev, is like the Gemara said, the Chundab Mem Gimel Mabeis, and also over there, that the reason is because it's just more common that the hole happened through a thorn. And Vanisha Nichtas Ben Hashvam, when a lion goes amongst the oxen, where Pasuk Asma Mem Mem rules over the hill, because Allah is the Chashinu Shem Hibri, so we're concerned for Shem Hibri, so Avagav Dimir Nasim Adol, the Gemara tells over the Eichel Mem Alchavik, the Mem Alchavik, the one, again, the same idea. It's more logical to say it's us or more than it's going to be mutter. And Tosfos proves this idea. Says Tadish, no, that's the reason by all the Sabak Jerusalem is not because you don't have Cheskes Heter when there was still Cheskes Heter. No, but Sabak Kaba, Sabak Shrinner, when you're not sure if it was a dog that pounced which would not make it a treifa, or was it a cat that would make it a treifa? I mean, the Gemara tells us about the end of Nigilam Nalev, the animal's going to be kosher. Why? And Kalba say it was a dog. Is concerned with Sabbath Druza. Obviously, the reason is because that's an equal suffix, and therefore it actually will have the Cheskes Heter, even though that was at the time when the animal was still alive, like we're saying over here, for this woman of the Cheskes Heter L'Shukah, even though when the husband is still alive.